You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose. Only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling up gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I will flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick tight clip and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the safe of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream was fair. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from jakes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, give up cops and crack rocks and spray shots. All on the block that stays hot. But up to me while I be living proof to get the truth to the young black youth.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I don't know. Should I even have these motherfuckers Skype in? Nah. Don't worry about Skyping in. Fuck them. Doesn't matter.
Don't nobody want to talk to us anyway.
You're right. The three people that are listening don't really want to talk to us.
Fuck them.
I don't even remember what to say anymore on the intro. Missy's been doing such a great job with it.
Missy? Who's Missy? She's not here tonight.
Big chick with those big, big titties?
That's her. We should just...
The milk's gotten bad!
Yo, I was listening to the show today, and I almost drove off the road when you played the soundbite of him. Bitch, show me your titties!
Bitch, show me your titties!
That was part of the show. If you listen to that, we were laughing so hard.
That was so perfect, right on time. Like, you nailed it.
And then we took off a couple weeks before that, but the last show we did, I don't remember what we were talking about, but you played another Rick James sound, but, well, Dave Chappelle was, "Yo, black motherfucker."
Fuck you, black motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it.
You black motherfuckers.
Jesus.
We talking about the NFL players?
We must be. That's funny.
The hell's that?
The hell is that?
Someone's playing music. Not me. I hear lump. Who was that?
That definitely ain't me.
Was it you?
Yeah, it was. I guess I don't know what happened.
Lump.
She's lump. She's lump.
What the fuck? I need that iPhone 6. That.
Oh, God. Come on, man. With that bullshit.
Surprised it wasn't New Kids on the Block.
No, I'm impressed, dude. I'm impressed.
No. New
You're
kidding.
Coming along. You're now listening
to... Oh, it's
to
on there. I just
music from the 90s.
I got lucky. I got lucky you didn't fall on that.
You fucking...
We should play iPuss, where you just hit random, And then the first, like, gay song that pops up, you got to drink.
Okay.
Well, not right now. But we should all play that one time on the show.
You don't even want to know what my next fucking song
Why not right now?
You can. I just don't feel like drinking alcohol. I got heartburn. How about weed? We could do it for weed.
I only got a little left.
All right, forget it. I'm not trying to gank your shit. Yeah, I got like massive heartburn. Beer doesn't help.
Who said anything about beer?
Actually, alcohol doesn't help at all.
So brown what liquor.
What'd you got?
Brown liquor, yo.
Brown liquor.
Yeah.
Got some vodka.
Clear liquor.
Shit, I love vodka.
I only got a little bit of Fireball left, so
no, won't get through. Fireball, dude. The name alone just is making me worse right now. I don't drink that fucking.
Oh, geez. When me and Missy went to New York, she had three shots, four shots
of what? Fireball.
Yeah,
she probably douches with that shit.
How do you douche with a dick?
Oh, burns. Burns.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey, it's not right.
Missy's always here in spirit.
Yeah. There's a very small possibility she could show up some point in the show, but we're not banking on it.
She got another concert?
Yeah. She's I fucking Kings of Leon.
No, they're I fucking her.
That's right. She's I raping them.
Sunreal.
Jesus Christ. What? Yo, did you guys get that email I sent?
Yeah.
Did you see the comparison?
Oh, absolutely.
Of the two?
Yeah.
How am I out of line?
You're not. Who said you're out of line?
I'm just saying.
If you're taking her word for it.
But you forget the actual lyrics. Music-wise.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I sent an email a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Remember after the episode?
Did you send it to all of our listeners?
All of them too. Yeah. Okay. Well, remember, I was just about to say, on our show, when we were talking about music a few weeks back, and she was saying how Sunreal was better than... What the fuck? Mac Miller. And so I pulled the highest rated Sunreal video.
Which one was that?
The one with seven views.
Right. And then I pulled, I forget which Mac Miller song it was. But like just the beat alone, like the sampling alone, Mac Miller wins. You know? And then even the rap part, Mac Miller wins. This guy, Sunreal, he's not even a real rap artist. He's like, I don't know. I can't even describe. He's like Beck. You know, Beck,
yeah.
He's kind of like him, but he doesn't make sense. Like, he just...
Oh, because Beck makes sense?
Well, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, Beck is just as weird.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
But he's on that. I know what you're saying. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, the two turntables and a microphone vibe.
Yeah. This guy's horrible.
Get crazy with the cheese whiz. That's my Saturday nights.
Fat fuck.
Yes.
Unreal. It's unreal.
That's why I wrote on the email I sent Chris when I edit the show. I always email Chris the link with like labeling of the show before he puts it up on iTunes. And I put Missy's Unreal just because like her opinion is unreal. I can't wait till she shows up. I don't know if it's tonight or next week, but. She's going to fucking bite my head off.
The more I thought about her argument with like T.I. and
look, man, I'm not shitting on T.I. He's decent, but I mean, come on, dude. You can't argue Nelly's body of work because it was T.I. versus Nelly in the conversation.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not, Nelly's body of work is – I mean, she thinks T.I. is outsold Nelly, not music.
Nope.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Where she gets her stats is beyond me.
No, I don't know if she even said that. I think she was more along the lines that he's a better rapper. I'm like, if that's the case, throw them both out the window because they're both.
Would you say where's T.I. from?
He's somewhere south.
Okay, so he's in the same genre of rap that Nelly's in, I guess. Because Nelly and like Ludacris were like similar. To me, Nelly and Ludacris were like similar because they had that same style, sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had like catchy, like country style rapping or whatever. Mm-hmm. T.I. doesn't. He seems more mainstream than those guys. Like you know, he stays with the, you know, he puts Rihanna in his fucking songs, or he'll put whoever in his fucking song because you know everybody loves those people.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But I mean, come on. Think about when Nelly did Air Force Ones with fucking...
Air Force Ones.
Yeah, Air Force Ones, sorry.
Air
Force Ones. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just...
I don't, it's like she's got, she has no authority.
Or shake your tail feather. I don't care what anybody says.
He did he?
Bad Boys too.
I don't care what anybody says. Everybody loved that fucking song when it
absolutely
came out. Remember we were in Florida and we were playing, we must have played that bitch like 10 times
yeah,
in a row.
That,
driving in a rental van.
Yep.
Throwing Chinese food at the fucking windows.
Jesus.
Those were the days.
How do we not get in trouble?
I don't know.
Beyond me.
It's beyond me.
She's just, she's no authority on hip hop. I'm sorry.
No, she's not. She, not she, when she listens to the shit she listens to. She has no, she's too, I'll give her this. She's too eclectic when it comes to music. She likes everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make her an expert on certain ones, especially when you don't, you know, like it's safe to say that the three of us in this room without her are more experts on old school rap and even the later shit than she is, because she didn't listen to that shit when it was out.
Not at all.
So, and not because she's that much younger, though. She's really not.
No, she's pretty old.
Right.
Yeah, she's not, she's not that young.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh!
She was just too busy blowing dudes.
I don't give a shit. I'm a black pig.
Oh, but she's so clueless, man, when we talk about like Public Enemy and
See, that's what I mean. Like that kind of shit drives me nuts. When people just, like, she starts talking about Sun Real and Hoodie Allen and shit like that, and it's like, how do you skip over, like, you can't, I can't even say that these people she's naming, Public Enemy, is even something they know.
Yeah.
Because obviously Public Enemy isn't an influence on Sun Real. You see what I'm saying? Like, because if you listen or watched his shitty video, even his videos suck, right? And
hello,
what the fuck? You got the dropsies. There's no influence there. It just sounds like someone who's tone deaf, who's just like, you know, saying whatever. Just, you know what? Stick your fingers in your ear and just start yelling as loud as you can. That's really what he does.
Yeah, I really didn't listen too much of Sun Real.
You know what, that shit, son.
Can you pull up the actual email I sent you?
Let me find it.
Yeah, pull up the actual email, and we'll play a snippet of each one just to, because now that she's not here barking, you know, about it.
Barking.
Well, you know how she is. She barks.
But here's the thing. I got to give Hoodie Allen a little credit, man. He's just blowing up for some fucking reason. I don't get it.
Yeah, but dude,
Kings of Leon is
popular too.
Yeah,
well, were you going to give them credit?
Well, you got to give. Listen, if you make a living out of doing that, you got to get some credit. But
yeah, okay. There's your credit. That's it. It doesn't mean you're good.
No. Absolutely not. Kings of Leon is not good. Shut up, Missy.
That's okay. That's because I grew up black. I'm all races, all ethnicities.
Man. She's precious, isn't she?
That's by delicate. Precious, you mean stupid?
Yeah. That's delicate.
Bitches are wildin'.
Was it title insane? Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All right. So here's going to be Sun Real.
Yeah. Play Sun Real.
I can't even say it.
I know. It's just stupid. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to spit.
You do that.
Hey, what the know, fuck is this?
Commercial.
Right. Oh, here you go. The song is called Everywhere We Go by Sun Real. And he looks
like, who's that actor that's got that HBO show, Bored to Death? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He looks a little bit like,
And he's part of Mad Rock Entertainment. Mad Rock.
Is that a Chinese thing? Instead of saying Mad Luck?
And Mad Rock Entertainment.
The video is sort of like a playoff of what the hell's that? With that Pedro and
oh yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a play off that, yeah. Sort of.
Stop.
Yeah. It's pretty original.
Yeah.
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 Who's that, Akon?
It's me, jean jacket with the chops, leave showing all the young homies. No, I ain't doing him. Doing me.
This is rap music. This is rap music. I mean, I don't think it's any worse than half of the other shit I've heard.
God. Huh?
I thought the first one was part of the song.
And then this is what we were comparing it to.
Then Ozzy died.
Oh, Ozzy.
Just the beat. You don't even... You don't even have to play the fucking song.
I think I see where it's going this one, E.
Most def.
Been around the world and back, yeah, I did that, still kick rap. This is way better than what we deserve.
Absolutely.
See, this is a little bit more nostalgic for me. Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me of the older stuff. So if anything, it's like paying an homage to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got the Ed Lover dance in the background.
Right, but I mean, even like the way he's rapping, he's not using... You hear how the other guy's like, meh, 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 like a fucking Transformer on acid.
There you go.
I mean, come on.
And that's not even going old school.
No contest, miss.
What?
You heard me.
What the fuck?
Don't answer back or you're going to get bitch slapped.
You're such a flaming cunt.
Marco, you're a creep. Creeper.
Wait till she gets in the elevator. Jesus. She's all class.
Not contagible.
Oh, boy.
We could do a good 3-hour show with just her sound bites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was a trickster.
Oh, my God.
I don't know anything. I'm not good at it.
Man.
Male crickets were just rapists.
The gold.
You just keep going.
The gold she spews.
Ozzy. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Missy Dum Dum Style.
You don't have the whole song?
I used to. I don't know what the fuck I did with it.
Oh, man. Classic. You know who was in town this weekend that texted me? $2 hot dog.
Get out of here, really? Yeah.
They're at the Miss America concert.
Let's be honest. Now we're talking rap. Now we're talking great rap songs right there.
That's right. We're talking good hook.
I'm still waiting for the sequel.
Yeah, he drops one nut on Mac Miller and the other nut on fucking Sunreal.
Right.
That's right. Right.
And he cleans his dick off with Hoodie Allen. Yeah. Right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm waiting for the fucking sequel to come out. $3 burger, $2 soda.
Prices went up.
Well, it's a burger. You know.
What do you do to expand your empire now? Like, what does he do now to follow that up? Because you figure he probably...
What he could do, if he wants to make a little more revenue... Now, listen, this is just... You know, take it for what it is. I'm going to throw it out there. If you don't like it, just throw it right back. But maybe you should design a decent t-shirt. No, look, I love what they're doing. I do. And I think they're great people. And him and his wife, they're lovely people. And believe me, if I'm ever there, I'm going. As a matter of fact, I'll fucking bring a sleeping bag and sleep right there the whole time I'm there. But, you know, you can make on Microsoft Paint, you can come up with a better idea for a t-shirt instead of putting a flyer on a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's just like, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen for a t-shirt. Like, there's a picture of a t-shirt on the t-shirt. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. It's like coming out with condoms with pictures of dicks on them. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
I agree with you.
Call me crazy, but
the t-shirts could have, you could have stepped this game up with that.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, what do you do? What do you follow up the hot dog song with to extend his 5 minutes of fame?
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. But he could, I'm sure he can think of something, or, you know, whatever, like come out with a new product and sing about that. Like I said, $3 hamburger.
Yeah.
I don't know how you top that song, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to top that song. It's one of those things where the original's always better. Like for instance, getting back to hip hop, rap. The first scenario was better than scenario two.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't top the first one. No. Don't get me wrong. The second one was great. You know, it was nice, but it's not better than the first one. You know?
It was nice, son.
Right. It was nice.
Yeah, so they were in town. I didn't get a chance. They called me like, "Hey, we're you know."
I thought you were going to say Don Jameson. I heard him on the Philadelphia radio station the other day.
Oh yeah, he'll be in town like October.
I was going to text Missy, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to shit on her parade because I know she's not going to be there at that time. So I was like, I'm not even going to rub it in.
You want to make her cry again?
Nah, I don't feel like doing that. If I'm going to terrorize her, I'm going to do it in person. I'd be like some fucking punk. If I'm going to Ray Rice her, I'll do it in person. I'm not going to do it over the phone.
I got the text from her, say, "Hey, hook it up. Give me a ticket for his show whenever he's here." So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Always looking for free shit.
I said you got to blow him first.
Whoa. Blowing him.
Yeah. He's gonna be in Philly at some. That's like a little. It's at like a little bar.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. But.
Dobbs.
Oh yeah, Dobbs. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you can just walk in. Don't really need a ticket.
You can stand outside and listen to them.
Yeah, you could do that.
<It's not enough. laughs> Grab a $2 hot dog, $1 water, and just sit outside and fucking.
There you go.
Walk over to Lorenzo's.
Oh yeah.
You all right there?
No, I just.
Sound like you just came in your van. Oh, yeah.
I can't stop eating
pizza. Very nice.
Sitting on Lorenzo's.
What's a Benjamin? So that's it.
All right. I got a question for you, Marco.
Uh-oh.
How old is your son now?
He's 20 months.
20 months. 20. Okay. Have you built a switch yet to beat the shit out of him?
I just break out the belt.
The belt?
Yeah.
Are you using that already at 20
months?
No, no. You don't make the switch yourself. You make them walk out and get it.
Yeah, they walk out and get that.
Oh,
shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. See, I don't know.
Choose your weapon.
Listen, I'm not a black pig, so I don't know these things. We get hit with wooden spoons.
We get hit with whatever is in throwing range of our parents.
Right.
If there's an iron, you better fucking duck.
Yep. Right. That is 100% correct.
Yeah. I don't I'm not ready. I'm not ready for beating children. I always said, you know, my parents beat the shit out of me. I look forward to beating the shit out of my kids. But to be honest with you, you know, spanking them is one thing. Beating them with a weapon is a totally different thing.
You know, when I first got the first I heard of it is I have the ESPN app on my phone. I got the update, Adrian Peterson, arrested, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, ah, that's such horse shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I look at the story and I see that the kid's 4. And I'm like, oh, it's a little bad. And then I see he hit him with a switch. And I'm like, oh, he fucked up. And then I saw the pictures.
Well, I didn't know what a switch was. So I'm like, what, do you rip it out the fucking wall?
A light switch?
Well, yeah. I was like, what kind of, or like, you know, a flip switch you see in the fucking.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do I look like a fucking hood rat? How the fuck do I know what a switch is? My fucking parents still don't know how to speak fucking English. You think, get this switch. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think they did when I was little? You know, they didn't fucking, they hit me with whatever was close. A hockey stick, a fucking clog. You know what I mean? Like, not a fucking switch. I lived in Philadelphia. Did we have tree branches where
Throwing a pizza wheel at them.
Yeah, right. Whatever that fucking thing is, the roller.
Oh, yeah.
The dough roller. Fucking, I get hit with that motherfucker.
You got hit with that? I used to get hit with that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep. That was my switch. Yep. I was like, he beat him with a switch. What the fuck are they talking about? I'm sitting there thinking he pulled the light switch out of the wall with the strings, and he's just throwing his electric.
No.
That would be funny. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Electrocuting your kid.
No. Just a branch.
Yeah, I got that now.
wouldn't you get the smallest motherfucking branch out there?
But why a branch? He's a fucking multimillionaire. He doesn't have something in the house, like a fly swatter.
I heard. You know what I mean? I heard he put leaves in his mouth too. Like he
I heard he's got a fucking room for punishment.
The whooping room.
The whooping room.
Daddy got the whooping room.
Yeah, just like in the movie Life, the upper room. They got the whooping room. I mean, that's fucked up.
Can you imagine having a house so big that you have one room dedicating to beating your kids?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's fucking awesome.
So you have an entire room to beat your kids, and you have to makeshift a fucking switch? Maybe. You could probably have one custom made.
He's got trees planted in the room.
Leaves. Probably pot leaves. You know, this is the crazy part. Didn't his son just die last year?
Yeah. One of his kids, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he even met the kid, though.
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he does either.
He played, didn't take any time off.
No, because he didn't know the kid. He had no bond with him.
You think when he went to the funeral, he just laid the switch on the casket?
He whispered to the casket.
Everybody's dropping roses. He drops a switch.
You lucky motherfucker. That ain't right.
Whatever the fuck ever.
Whatever the fuck ever.
He beat me unmerciful.
I laid in a puddle of my own blood and piss.
Saul Rosenberg.
Here's the thing, though. That's how he used to get disciplined.
I understand. I understand that. Hey, listen, man. Michael Vick grew up on dogfighting. That was, like, normal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't, like, create it.
No.
You know, he
the inventor of this shit.
Right. He just brought it into the new century. No, he just did what they used to do in his old neighborhoods back when he was a kid. You know, I mean, I remember, I think AI was born near where Michael Vick was born.
Yeah, Newport News, Virginia.
Sounds like a fucking bodega. Going to Newport News to get me some weeds.
Newports.
Yeah. Some Newports.
And Puma sweats.
So he was even asked about it, like, in an interview, and he said, dog fighting was common when I was growing up.
I believe it.
I mean, that was part of the culture. So, yeah, I'm sure he did get beat with a switch. Come on, let's just call it.
At four, though?
Some people are just bad. I mean, parent-wise, some people are bad, like parent-wise. They don't know the difference. See, now you got to think, Adrian Peterson's parents or dad, was it his dad that did it? I guess he had a dad.
Well, he doesn't know his dad.
All right, racist.
Racist motherfucker.
That man is liable to punch your fucking mouth loose.
So AP's dad's dad, his grandfather, probably did that to his father and so on and so forth. You know? So that was just handed down from generation. Now, I'm not saying that's right, but yeah, that's how he grew up. So now you're living in the age of pussies. You can't do that to your kids anymore. You could do that shit 50 years ago. You can't do that shit no more. 50 years ago, if you beat your kid like that, you think anybody would fucking call the cops? No.
No, 50 years ago, it was the kid's fault.
Why?
Whatever he did to get his ass beat.
Yeah, but we're not saying that. We don't know if this kid didn't do anything.
I'm sure he did something.
What can a four-year-old do?
No, no, no. I got you. Yeah, he could. Whatever. He broke a vase. I don't know what the fuck he did. What did you scratch a rim?
I read he pushed a kid while they were playing video games or something. Like,
yeah, that's why he whooped them.
That, yeah, that's the one of the articles I read had that in there.
Wow.
That's not nice at all.
No, it isn't. What a piece of shit.
I don't know. Whatever this kid did at 4 years old, you know, whatever. But to be quite honest with you, if no one ever heard of this shit, if nobody heard about this or anything, this never came out and this continued on, this kid probably would have grew up a pretty straight shooting dude. I mean, I'm not condoning it, but at the same time, look, man, that's the one thing kids don't have when they're born. They don't know anything, right? So in order to teach them from right and wrong, you kind of have to put the fear of God into them.
You do.
Quote, unquote. But you don't have to do it in a sense where you got to put them in the hospital.
Did you see his wounds?
Yeah, they were bad.
Open wounds.
Yeah, he looked like he had a pussy on his face.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but I think this situation is very comparable to the Ray Rice situation. It's not what he did. It's the severity of it.
Okay, Chris. I'm going to bring back the question. Does he not give a shit about his
kids?
He probably hates their mothers.
Oh,
dude, yeah. He's got – I think now after that one died last year, I think he's got 6 kids by 5 different women or something.
That would slug you right in the gut.
Oh, my God. Well, that's normal in NFL and NBA.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. That's what that is. Dumb.
Ooh. No, like, okay, so let's say that's how he was raised and he was beat like that.
Right.
After you hit the kid the first time and you fucking open up a wound, don't you stop?
Don't you feel bad?
Actually, in one of the text messages to the kid's mom, he actually said, I felt bad. He said he got him in the nuts once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, poor fucking kid.
He beat him unmercifully about the chest, breast, and balls.
That's horrible. That is so horrible, man. Just for pushing another kid.
Well, I mean, look, man, you know.
Regardless of what he did.
He's 4.
He's 4.
Yeah,
If he's 14.
Yeah. I mean, you still don't. After you open up the first wound, you stop.
But you don't have to open up wounds. I mean, I would think Adrian Peterson's smart about it. If I was Adrian Peterson, right, I'd tell the kid to put on football pads, and I'd take, like, fucking full sprints at him. You know what I mean? You won't see anything. He'll just get knocked around the room a little bit, the whooping room, you know?
And you just hide it under the guys that you're teaching football.
Look.
You fucking pounding them.
I don't know what is in store for AP after this. I mean, look, the way shit's going right now in the NFL.
He's gonna get a year off, and then he'll.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's not at the position where he could retire. I mean, yeah, financially he is. I'm saying I don't think he's ready to retire. I think he wants to keep playing.
I'm sure he
that
does.
That dude's got records to break and shit, you know.
Well, losing a year towards the end of your prime doesn't help that.
Yeah, no, you're right, especially if you know, he doesn't get back in football shape in that year. I mean, I don't know what he's going to be doing, you know, but I'll tell you what, kind of funny. Did you hear about now I'm going to stick with this whole NFL thing. I got to say this, though. The Ray Rice thing, there was a tweet. There was a hashtag going around with the Ray Rice thing and why I stayed.
Why I stayed, yeah.
You heard about
that? Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
So DiGiorno Pizza tweets out, he had DiGiorno, that's why I stayed.
Yeah.
I swear to God, social media, this is why social media is like downfall of civilization, because never in a million years did you ever think this could ever happen. Only now this can happen. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, there's other people that have done it. And I remember you were telling me just before the show, we were talking about AP, you know, I was saying, we talked about last week whether or not Roger Goodell is going to make it, you know, and I still think that there's a very good chance he's going to have to step down. And I said last week about the whole sponsorship thing. Well, now that that actually came up, you know, I didn't know about the tweet. You told me about that, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Because Anheuser-Busch. Yeah, pulled.
They put out a statement. They're angry. Whatever.
No, I'm sorry. It was Radisson Hotel that pulled.
Radisson. But yeah. that's like a local sponsorship, I think. I think that was strictly for Minnesota.
Yeah, but Nike, but, too. Didn't they pull all of Adrian Peterson's shit off the shelves?
Yeah, but that's Adrian Peterson.
They brought him to Adrian's house and put him in the whooping room. Beat your kid with this. No, but Anheuser-Busch puts out this statement that they're angry, and Arian Foster tweets out, LOL, alcohol company. They got a lot of balls.
He can't sell Anheuser-Busch.
Seriously, an alcohol company has a lot of balls. I mean, I don't have any stats on this, but I would assume most domestic violence takes place after what?
After drinking.
I mean, like, fuck you guys. You guys got a lot of balls getting angry at the NFL because they have, you know, 1% of their players beating their wives and girlfriends and kids. Meanwhile, how many people does alcohol kill a year? Like, go fuck yourself.
There's no big sponsor that's going to pull out.
No, they make too much money.
Anheuser-Busch, I think, alone made $150 million.
I still think that they have a bigger influence than Roger Goodell does. Because that's how the owners make money.
I know Roger Goodell.
I know,
they've never made as much money as they have.
But hold on a second. But we don't know. I mean, if representatives of these sponsors that have already spoken out, if they have a little meeting with the owners, and they say, "Look, if you want to keep us around, you have to force him to step down." Who do you think wins in that? You think Goodell wins?
But he worked for the owners.
So, exactly.
He's out.
But that's my point. They're going to have no choice but to vote
listen,
him out.
I don't know. What beers are Anheuser-Busch?
Bud, Michelob.
Miller Lite?
Busch. No.
Okay, so if let's say Bud is the official beer of the NFL, which basically means they give money to the NFL to say, hey, we're the official beer of the NFL. If Anheuser-Busch drops, guess what? Dos Equis. The official beer. There's somebody waiting right in line for that.
Yeah, it'll probably have to be somebody like Dos Equis. It won't be Miller Lite or Coors or anything like that. It'll definitely be like that.
There's always somebody else in line. I think Reebok makes the jerseys now. If Reebok doesn't want to make the jerseys anymore. Okay, well, maybe it was Reebok before. One or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
If one drops, the other one's going to come right in.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't hockey. There's not a sport in the world. Well, maybe overseas with soccer and all, but in the United States, there's no sport that makes as much money as the NFL.
Yep, that's why nobody's leaving.
Somebody leaves, somebody else comes right in.
Yep, that's why I think he's safe.
What about baseball?
They still have to make a killing.
You think NFL makes more money than baseball?
They do.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, they do. Baseball takes 162 plus games and playoffs to do it.
Yeah, they bored the shit out of you for the whole summer.
Exactly.
The only exciting thing that happened this year is Jonathan Papelbon grabbing his dick at the fans as he walked off over the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's kind
of
gay.
He's a piece of shit. But
shit, I ought to split your nuts from your head to the back of your ass.
That's what AP said to his kid.
He may have with the
splits. Look, you jerky little ass, I ought to split your nuts off the side of your face.
I'm only scarred about the face and breast, chest, neck, and head.
I'm sick like a fucking idiot over here.
I'm going to kill you, motherfucker!
Sorry, Fob.
What do you think that kid said to his dad after the first shot to the face?
My hairpiece fell off.
Oh.
Now you want to kill me, right? But I'm dying over here.
Where did he hit you?
Ass neck.
And my shoes fell off.
What did he hit you with?
Piss clams.
Well, I had a terrible accident, sir.
What do you want now?
Golf Rider said he don't feel bad. He thought they were talking about a wall switch.
There you go.
He's from Canada. He doesn't know any better.
Well, it's because there's no blacks in Canada.
It's too cold up there.
That's right. That's right. You have like fucking what? One black per 1 million Canadians
per capita. What kind of Moulinian is it?
Per capita. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't fucking keep up on that shit.
You never heard that term before?
I may have, but I don't fucking remember it.
I've heard it through like movies and shit.
Yeah.
Like that, TV shows.
Yeah, I just didn't recall. So that was like the one thing I didn't remember from a movie.
Switch. Watch Roots, motherfucker.
I did see Roots. I don't think they used a switch. They used whips.
Toby got his ass whooped.
It's Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Hey, it's Kunta.
Toby.
Oh, my word.
Toby.
That's all right.
So let's run down the fucking list real quick. So we got Ray Rice knocked out his fucking fiance at the time. Now they're fucking married. And then you had, what was the next thing that came out?
Greg Hardy from the Panthers.
Hardy from the Panthers. He beat the shit out of his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That should be their ringtone. My bitch is calling me. Then what else happened? Then it was
Ray McDonald from San Francisco.
Ray McDonald. And he's white, isn't he?
No, he's black.
Oh, he's black.
She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's still playing.
Nose having, motherfucker.
Wait, what?
He's still playing, pending investigation.
He beat his pregnant wife or girlfriend? Sister?
Girlfriend.
Mother?
No, it's Dez Bryant. Beats his mother.
His mother was a prostitute, wasn't she?
Who, Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, thank you. Got to keep saying allegedly.
Jesus Christ, I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah.
I don't pay too much attention to the cowgirls.
Marco hooked up with her once.
I was known in high school.
If she was a prostitute, Christopher, that would be your realm.
Maybe Dez Bryant's your kid.
Maybe.
No, he's athletic.
Yeah, he's athletic.
His mother was a whore. Not your mother, Dez Bryant.
Fuck you.
Filthy whore.
Yeah, Ray McDonald beat his pregnant girlfriend, wife, whatever she
is. Okay, and then, God, there's just too many. There's AP, there's Jonathan Dwyer now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he headbutted his girl and broke her nose. Apparently that happened like 6 months ago or something.
They put it on the rafts, yeah.
It's amazing how all this shit's just coming out now.
It has to now because, you know, the longer they hold it in, the more bad they're going to look.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you can't fucking... How the fuck do they just hide something and just let it out? Just fucking hide it. Keep it hidden. They couldn't hide the Ray Rice thing. They did a shitty job of that.
You have a third party, the woman who he headbutted or smacked or whatever the hell he did.
People think she's a whore.
She probably is, but... You know, she can come out and start fucking bad-mouthing the team, the league... You know, everything.
Well, she ain't getting no more of that NFL check.
She, I don't know. She's probably still with him.
Dwyer? No, I think she like...
She left the... She left the state.
Apparently. Yeah. She's scared.
She took the kid and bounced.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know about the McDonald dude.
He sounds very scary to me.
Who else?
I guess recently that's it.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're excluding all the drug shit because that's...
Nobody cares.
Right. And that's getting changed anyway. But, I mean, hey, tomorrow's a new day. Something else.
First thing I do, I wake up in the morning, I check my phone to see what ESPN update I got of somebody who fucking punched her wife in the face.
Right. Well, here's the, you know what, I figured out, I think I pinpointed the problem.
These girls need to learn how to listen.
That's, okay, that's the other thing.
That's definitely one problem.
I was just saying that the NFL players are, they're settling for assholes, it sounds like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. All right, look, here's my thing. Here's my point, and this is not going to be good. You notice, like, all the shit that's happening with domestic abuse, okay? Is there any of them are white? Are any of them white?
I don't know.
No. I mean, that came out recently.
No.
I don't think so. Like you, Ray McDonald, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. I have no idea what he looks like.
Yeah. I saw the, they had like a it was like six of them on the screen that I saw.
Yeah. I know what Jonathan Dwyer looks like only because he's been stealing carries from my fantasy running back.
Not anymore.
Thank God. She took one for the team.
Good girl.
He's also been stealing shots to her gun. I don't know, man. All I know is that I'm having fun with the NFL as far as the actual name, because you can come up with a different fucking, what is it, acronym or whatever for it now, like the N-words fighting ladies. Or nightmare father lessons. Well, I mean, what else would you use the end? I'm going to, you just ask him for it. I mean, if it was the AFL, I'd be like, African Americans fighting ladies, you know, but it's not. So what else am I right? If it was R, I'd be like Rice fighting ladies, you know.
But it was Emma B. Monyan's fighting ladies.
Right, right. See, charcoal briquette. Yeah, I don't.
Did you happen to catch Ray Lewis and Chris Carter talking about how
come on
these the current NFL players are ruining the reputation of the league? Let me rephrase that. Ray Lewis said current NFL players are ruining the reputation of the league.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking hypocrite.
Look, if that's not the pot calling the kettle on N-word, I don't know what it is.
The balls on him. He should have sat there with his mouth shut. He should have got up to go take a piss during that segment.
I know. He shouldn't have been part of that at all.
They knew what they were doing, putting him there, talking about it.
It was really pathetic.
Yeah. And you think the guy could have got a haircut, too. I'm just saying. Guy looked like he just came in from the streets.
Who?
Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Could have got some high and tight.
Some soul glow.
A little soul glow up in there. What the fuck, man?
What a fucking scumbag he is.
Ridiculous. Chris Carter at least atoned for his sins, you know what I mean? He was more of a drug abuser.
Well, but, I mean, he didn't physically hurt anybody.
No.
Right.
No.
Ray Lewis, allegedly.
He didn't Leonard Little anybody.
No.
But, again, Even if Ray Lewis is innocent of all those charges, he put himself in a situation where two people were murdered.
Yeah,
and see, that's the thing that makes this so difficult is that there's never any proof that the public has anyway. I mean, whatever proof there was, he destroyed it.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's probably sitting. You know, I'm sure in a perfect world, wherever his evidence is. That's probably where OJ's should have been, too. You know, but it didn't work out that way, so.
See, Ray Lewis is smart. He stayed away from the trouble after that. OJ just kind of.
Well, he found God, and God put him on the right path.
Yeah, well, OJ should have done that.
OJ found God, but then he lost him. God had to go help Ray Lewis, and OJ fucked up.
I guess so.
Where'd he go? I would love to help you.
I'll tell you what, though, man. As bad as things have gotten in the NFL, or at least, you know, as of right now, it's definitely no OJ. I mean, that was some crazy shit, the OJ stuff.
I think the worst one was, remember, motherfucker.
I got the Riley Cooper. Dropping. I got the
Yeah.
Why, you calling everyone an N-word? You going to fight everyone in here? Bro.
Fucking asshole he is.
Oh, what a dick.
Up yours, nigga.
Darknesses!
What did you say before you dropped your phone?
I'm sure it had something to do with Ray Lewis.
I don't remember. OJ.
No. OJ. Oh, yeah, OJ.
Oh, I think the worst one was Ray Carruth.
That was bad.
Hired a hitman to kill his pregnant girlfriend.
Yes, because he didn't want the baggage.
I guess OJ's situation would be he got home, he saw the shit, flipped out, killed him.
Ray Carruth was there.
He was in a separate car.
And the fucking hitman.
Well, you're paying all that money. You want to make sure the job's done right.
Yeah. Well.
Make sure you get that kid, too.
But the worst part of the whole story is that kid that she was pregnant with survived.
Right.
And has brain damage and all kinds of issues.
Really?
And he's like, what, 14 now? I think that happened. That's how long it's been. Jeez. It's been like mid-90s, I think it happened.
Something like that.
Yeah. Or no. Yeah. No, it was like... It was 96, 97, something like that.
Chuck, it's got to be damn near 20.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, and the fucking hitman admitted to all this shit on TV. Like, he did an interview with somebody, I don't know, probably Barbara Walters or something. You know.
Barbara.
Yeah, Elmer Fudd. Were you there the night you had killed the woman? It was Ray there.
Yeah, all the Rays were there. Ray Carruth, Ray Lewis, Ray Rice.
Ray Rice knocked her out. Ray Lewis stabbed her. Ray Carruth drove by.
So a lesson you learned from the NFL is don't name your kid Ray.
Right. And the only problem is they never had a Ray Donovan to clean up the mess.
shit. I mean, what do you? I mean, so what's next? That I mean, what? How do you curb it? Make the league all white?
What?
Yeah. So they'll just be the drugs
KKL.
And rape.
The triple KL.
Yeah. Seriously, how do you curb
first, rape? First of all, if you make the league white, nobody's going to watch
they
it
have
anymore.
A center for rape?
It's going to be the slowest.
Yeah.
He's at the 45.
That won't be much of a fantasy football
the
league.
The 40.
Yo, did you win your game? Yeah, I won at 21-3. It was the final score.
I draft 9 kickers.
Yeah, you're better off.
Who are you starting at offensive tackle today?
I've been IDP'd.
Oh, shit. I wonder who's going to be next week. Who goes down? Who gets busted for beating their woman? It won't be a man.
All right. Well, so if we were to do like a sort of like a pool, like a death pool, but more of a domestic violence pool. Who would be next on your list?
Brandon Marshall.
No. Nah. It's been a long time, though. He could have the itch right now. It's like, I haven't slapped this bitch in 5 years.
Well, he's bipolar, so if he gets taken.
Red balls!
If he forgets to take his bipolar medicine, it could get bad real quick.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Well, wait a minute. Didn't Terrell Suggs recently had a problem? Well, not recently, but within the last year, he had an issue. Yeah. Terrell Suggs had a domestic violence issue because they were talking. They brought it up. during the White Rice
thing. Bold shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Terrell Suggs said. Allegedly. Allegedly.
That bruise had healed. Can we let it go?
That bruise was from the arm of the chair that I had ripped off and beat her with. sorry. Leave that out of the statement. I would have to think somebody on the Steelers. It seems like the Steelers get into some shit. Cincinnati gets into some shit. But they usually, it's gun charges and shit like that. It's not really, you know. Besides, who is that bitch that fucking drove off and killed the wide receiver when he fell out of the back of the truck?
Oh, yeah.
How come she didn't go to fucking prison?
Was it, who was it? Chris Henry?
Yeah.
Henry.
Henry.
Henry. Henry.
Why'd you do that?
Henry, your head is bleeding everywhere. I'm trying to drive this truck, Henry. Yo, seriously, that bitch didn't go to jail.
I don't know. I don't know the details of the case.
No, she didn't. I'm saying she didn't go to jail.
But knowing Chris Henry's past, she was probably trying to get away from that motherfucker.
Yeah. Dude, she was probably fishtailing that pickup truck on purpose.
Hell yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe Ray Rice's wife is the karma. One for the boys. No, I got nothing to say about AP's kid. There's nothing to say there. I mean, that kid didn't deserve what he got.
Not at all.
If anything, you know, should have took his fucking Xbox, PlayStation, MP3 player, iPad, iPhone, and everything else away from him. That would have been punishment enough. Because no kid these days can live without it.
Just fucking slap him in the ass and put him in his room. You don't have to beat him with a fucking tree branch.
Was he a priest?
I didn't say pat his ass.
He didn't say finger his ass.
Yeah, I agree with you. But listen, sometimes you just want to punch your kid.
I get it.
But you can't.
I don't have any kids, but I get it. Mm-hmm. I can imagine sometimes you want to punch your wife. I understand
Absolutely.
It. Doesn't mean you could do it. And,
no, not at all.
And let's face it, nothing against you, but a punch from an athlete versus a punch from a normal human being.
Yeah.
It's got to be a million times worse.
Oh, I give her credit. She must have a good jaw. She could take a punch, that chick.
Good for her.
I'll be honest with you. I think you guys are embellishing his punch. Don't get me wrong. It was a good, clean shot.
Yeah.
And she took it flush, and she was out on her feet.
Yeah, but was she out because she hit her head?
You can't tell, but nonetheless.
Regardless of what knocked her out, the punch knocked her out.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, don't make him sound like Mike Tyson, because that he's not.
No,
I know
I
he's
agree.
An athlete.
Don't make him sound like Floyd Mayweather either.
Right. I know he's an athlete, and I know he works out. No, I know he works out and everything like that, but let's be honest. If that was Mike Tyson that did that, that woman would have been dead.
Right. There would have been 9 teeth on the ground.
Right. So, you know, athlete or not,
I get it,
he's
but these
a
guys
midget.
Are strong as fuck.
Maybe it's just me. I'm not that intimidated by Ray Rice.
Listen,
I'm just saying. Like,
you're
not
a girl either.
That's true. But, you know, Ray Rice, I mean, I've eaten fucking bowls of pasta bigger than Ray Rice, you know? So I don't.
Tuesday.
Right. I don't know. He just doesn't scare. What's he, like 5'6", 5'7"?
I don't know, but I'd have to assume he's 5'9", 5'10", easy.
I don't think he's that tall. I think he's shorter than that. They also embellish on the fucking stats of what height is.
Right. I think they list Darren Sproles at 5'7".
No, he's 5'6".
He looked 5'2" in the league the other night.
Hey, man, I don't give a shit. Dude can play still.
No shit.
But it's only a matter of time before he gets in trouble for something. You know? What you going to do, knock out one of the other Keebler elves? Stole my cookies, noob. I don't know. I'm just saying that right now, the way shit's going, don't get me wrong, it's easy to watch football. It's always easy to watch football. But it's really kind of hard to pay. It's throwing me off a little bit this year, all this shit that's going on. Because now, like, when I listen to sports radio, which I like, mm-hmm. and when I watch ESPN, like SportsCenter, which I like, that's all they're talking about. It's right. Like, yo, show me some fucking highlights. You
which,
know what I mean?
Which is crazy. Like last week after the show, I showed you the ESPN update I got on my phone. Mm. You know, Baltimore Ravens, blah, 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 in first game since Ray Rice. And I'm like, just give the outcome of the game. Like, right. Who cares?
Right.
But, I mean, there's football on Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
That's like, right. While we did the show last week, that game was on.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that, like, there was thousands of people wearing Ray Rice jerseys, mm-hmm. and most of them were women mm-hmm. in support of Ray Rice?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't know the reasoning behind that.
It's Baltimore.
They're used to it. Mm. It's a way of life.
They probably all took a punch once in their life.
Right. That's a sport over there. That's what they do at halftime. Everybody socks their wife or girlfriend.
Actually, they should have that in the stadium, the Ray Rice booth. You just take your wife over there. Yeah. And for $10, I'll fucking knock her out cold.
You know, they have buttons that punch me, I'm black.
That's like the Rutgers Penn State game. All the Rutgers people were in shirts that said Penn State.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Penn State.
All the nappy-headed hoes from Rutgers.
I'm happy that they got... they're over that shit as far as the bowl
games.
Yeah,
man. It had nothing to do with
it. It had nothing to do with the fucking athletes. And doesn't... I don't know. Look, man. Joe Pa's dead. They're all gone.
He's dead.
They're all gone at this point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Granted, I'm sure, you know, every time those fucking dudes that were molested hear a game whistle, their assholes clench up. And I feel bad for them. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you know, they're probably all like Bunchy and Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
Throw their kid on the fucking floor. I'm sorry.
So it's tough to bet on who you think would be next to get arrested in the NFL. Who do you want to see get arrested? Like, who the fuck? Who do you just hate?
Tony Romo.
See, for me, he's going to blow the game on his own. We don't really.
No, it has nothing to
do. I'd rather him be in the game.
You want him in? Yeah,
exactly. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not worried about Tony Romo's skills. I mean, you know, I'm saying, though, I don't like the guy at all. I'd love to see him, you know, in handcuffs in the back of a police car with his wife's bloody body on the fucking curb because he couldn't take it anymore. Now, granted, if he had married Jessica Simpson, that would have happened already. And that's
actually might have been worth it.
Yeah. Kill two birds with one stone. Get rid of a Romo and a fucking retard. Yeah, Romo's definitely up there for me.
Jefferson from the Seahawks.
Yeah, you don't like him?
I'm not sure. Jury's still out. I kind of like this trash talk. I mean, nobody really throws to him, and he's
talking about Sherman.
Sherman, I'm sorry. Yeah,
say like Jefferson.
Sorry, Sherman.
Like George Jefferson? Weezy.
That's it, Sherman.
Nobody throws to me, Weezy. Bring that shit to me.
Moving
Richard on Sherman, yeah. Buster Rhymes. He looks like a smaller Buster Rhymes, yeah. Yeah. I think he's a very, very good player. I am annoyed with him when he talks, you know, all that shit. I mean, just the way he boasts.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He's on the cover of Madden, so he's going to have a pretty level year.
I didn't mind his boasting last year after the championship game because it was kind of funny the way he was boasting and talking trash on another player and actually called him out by name.
Yeah,
like that. I found it funny.
Yeah, but see that what happens when I hear shit like that? It reminds me of T.O. when T.O. used to do shit similar to that.
I love you some me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I love you to get fucking hit by a truck.
Karma got that motherfucker.
Well, yeah. But that's also carelessness. He had plenty of money he could have saved.
Exactly.
And he could have wrapped that bitch. He would have been all right. Hell, you know what? To me, it's sort of a small victory because the whole time I thought he was gay. I did. I thought he was.
He never had a girlfriend, really. Like, out
and he acts like a little girl around girls. Like, you know, he's all shy and timid and shit. He kind of reminds me of a muscular Michael Jackson. You know, like all, like just doesn't know how to act around women. Yeah. You know, but he seems to be all right around the kids.
Yeah. Oh, I thought of it that way.
But I have some mini children.
You're naughty.
Trying to think of who I really fucking dread in the league.
If T.O. was still playing for me, it would definitely be T.O.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't pick him really because he's already tortured enough. God, just the Giants team in general.
Honestly, Manning. I was thinking one of the Mannings.
I don't dislike Peyton Manning. I like Peyton Manning.
I like
you know why I like Peyton Manning? Because I was, in my generation of football, I got to see one of the best quarterbacks that ever played the game. I mean, I was fortunate enough to see Joe Montana. I was fortunate enough to see Dan Marino. I never saw Johnny Unitas. You know, Joe Namath was before my time, but Joe Namath really had a short career. It's not even like he just won a Super Bowl. His is more of a Hollywood story. It's not that he's this. He doesn't have like 50,000 yards passing.
Stats are ass. Yeah. He threw more picks than touchdowns.
But like he's the Johnny Manziel of the '60s, basically, is what he was. So
that's just,
thought you were rolling a booger off your hand. It's fucking disgusting.
Not on my floor, man. Put on your shoes or something.
Yeah, just do what I do, under the desk.
He's got a pile full of like an ant farm. The old pick
and nose flick. Goblins.
Just do the old pick and flick.
That's right. I really hate Eli Manning, though. The fact that he has two Super Bowls, just that kills me more than anything.
Yeah.
You know? I would love to see him die during a game. Like someone hit helmet to helmet and he's just done, laying there lifeless. You see like one or two twitches of the leg and then that's it. He's out. That would be great. I fucking DVR that bitch.
Nah.
I would love to see him get arrested in the middle of a game.
But see, realistically, though, we can't really – I mean, we can say, all right, well, yeah, I'd like to see Eli Manning or Tony Romo or whatever bite it, you know, with the law. But realistically, if we're going to choose – like if we were choosing to bet, like for money, I would have to – I'd have to go after somebody that's already been in the spotlight for some shit before. I mean, that would be the smartest play for all of
us. Absolutely.
You know, whether it be like Josh Gordon or – whoever, like
yep.
Somebody who's already had some.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a bet on it, I would definitely go with Brandon Marshall. He's done it a bunch of times.
I know I wouldn't go with Brandon Marshall because he's I think he's past that point now. I mean, he's,
maybe he grew the fuck up.
What's he 30 now? He's at the end of his close to the end of his career. He's got a couple more years left. Hmm. You know, he's 30. I'm pretty sure he's 30. He's been in the league decent
six, seven years, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
About that.
I'm almost positive he's 30. And, you know, look, the guy is obviously more focused. Because you remember the way he played in the beginning of his career? He was like kind of like T.O. You know, he was all like flashy and shit. Now he's actually a pretty goddamn good player. I mean, he was always a good player. You knew he was going to be good. But now he actually pays attention to the game. Like he's all focused and shit. As before, he was like, you know, gets mad and shit when things don't go his way. Now he tries to play. And he gets mad when he fucks up and he takes responsibility, which is commendable. That's what I mean. Like, I don't think he's the same guy.
He's not.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he found God or
probably
gold probably. Or whatever. But
God finished with Ray Lewis and moved on to his next case.
Yeah, no shit.
Fixed Pac-Man
Jones. Dude, I'll tell you what. If I'm Ray Lewis, I would be believing in God because – and I think he does because he preaches every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN. And it's like – yeah, I guess I would be doing that too if I was you.
Should be praying to his lawyer and the legal system.
Right.
He probably took care of his friends. Listen, I'm a
listen. Yeah, yeah. Took care of their families.
Yep.
You just take the hit for me.
Yep. You'll find a nice little surprise in your bank account.
Allegedly.
You guys got to keep your mouth shut, okay? Because I must protect this house.
Unbelievable.
I actually, you know, there are players out there, though, which I think would be more entertaining to see get, like, you know, nabbed at shit. Like, people you wouldn't expect. I think that would be more entertaining than the obvious crew.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like somebody you would just never expect.
Yeah.
Would be great. Like, I think it would be hilarious if Drew Brees got caught in a brothel, face down with some a dildo fucking in his ass. Like, and yeah, again, we're talking about another great quarterback. Guy, I don't dislike the guy, but it would be kind of funny if someone of his caliber got in trouble,
mm-hmm,
you know? You know, like, what if he threw a football full speed at his kid's head? You know?
He was trying to give him a bruise on his face to match.
Like father, like son. You know, somebody like that would be kind of
for fun. Me, best case scenario would be at a family dinner, Peyton beat the shit out of Eli and got arrested for it. Like, beat him to a bloody pulp.
Well, look, there's no contest there. If Eli tries punching Peyton in the face,
I'll break his hand.
Break his fucking hand. He'll shatter his hand on that fucking Timmy noggin of his.
He's got the retard skull structure.
All right, here's another scenario. You ready for this? This is the headline. Tom Brady arrested finds, what's his wife's name? Giselle. Giselle's body in a dumpster. Like, cut to pieces. He just couldn't take it anymore. That would be pretty fucking cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. Not cool, but... God, I'm so...
It'd be cool if he killed his wife.
No, but I mean, like, something... That's something you wouldn't expect. That would be like, what? Because, you know, he's the NFL's playboy. Mm-hmm. He's the ambassador.
He could share a cell with his tight end.
His end won't be that tight that longer.
All right, they're done.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Aaron, how are you? What's up, Tom?
You never visited me in jail.
Yeah, they all wrote his ass off. I'm trying to think who else. You know, Aaron Rodgers. I couldn't see him doing anything besides dumb commercials. That dude's like ruined his career.
Discount
double
check.
His post football career is ruined because of those god awful commercials, and the fact that they had to bring back Hans and Franz.
Oh yeah,
come on, dude, that's like a fucking late '80s, early '90s skit.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they.
I thought
that.
Dana Carvey was dead. I can't believe they fucking dug him up for that commercial.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cheesy.
Yeah,
pretty cheesy. I don't get it.
So stupid. I don't know. But you know what, though? I won't be shocked if this is the end of what we've been hearing. I think this may be... I wouldn't be shocked if this is the last story we hear for a while.
Well, I mean...
Because a lot has happened.
Unless something has happened in the past that's finally going to come out. But, I mean, if you do something now, you're just an idiot. What it comes down to now is if you want to collect an NFL check, you need to stay the fuck out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Except drugs.
Yeah.
They'll let you play with drugs.
Yeah.
Because now they realize how stupid it is to suspend you for a year for smoking pot, but two games for fucking knocking a bitch out cold.
Look at that. I just got an ESPN update. Chip Kelly caught masturbating on a male prostitute in South Philadelphia.
Johnny Manziel leaves Upper Decker in hotel.
Johnny Manziel, someone needs to fucking leave him a Cleveland steamer right on his fucking face. That dude is, I'm telling you right now, we are looking at the next Ryan Leaf with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Except this guy's a loudmouth.
He's overhyped
himself. You know what? He's like he's the exact opposite of Tebow. They both shit as quarterbacks, right? At least in pros. But yet, personality-wise, like, he's the devil and Tebow's like the angel. I'd actually like to see a fucking sitcom with the two of them as roommates. Like, you know,
like man couple.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Manziel's doing coke off a whore's ass.
Tebow sitting in the corner reading the Bible.
Tebow just comes in from his Bible studies. You know, he's got a little Bible in his hand. Mm-hmm. He's got a fucking rosary in the other hand. And he's like praying for Manziel. Manziel uses his fucking rosaries to cut up some more coke. Fucking two useless fucking waste of football players.
Oh, you can't say that about Manziel yet. He hasn't really, you know.
I guarantee you he will not amount to shit in this league.
I can't say that because I haven't really
seen could just him. Tell. You could just tell. You just get that vibe. You know he's not going to make it in this league. He's not. To be honest with you, I wasn't that impressed with him in college either. He seemed like he was throwing a lot of those fucking throws were out of his ass. Like, it was like just this last second Hail Mary, like, well, hope somebody catches it type thing.
He was good in college.
You know what, though? So was Ryan Leaf.
That is correct.
So was Tim Tebow. I mean, Tim Tebow wasn't that good, like that kind of good, but he was good enough. So
he was scared that Aaron Hernandez was going to stab him if he didn't win any games.
Yeah.
He's not scared of anything. He's got God. God is his shield. Although I don't think God can stop Mormon piercing bullets or West Side Slide.
I thought God didn't God make him a starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah, God can't help him complete a 10-yard pass, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, God did win him the game when he played for Denver in the playoffs. That was wild. That was another one. Shut your eyes and hope for
the
best.
He's got a winning record in NFL, and nobody will hire him.
Oh, because there's too much bullshit baggage that comes along with it.
That's not true. In my Madden game, apparently the Patriots signed him as a backup.
Yeah, he was,
So he's a backup to Tom Brady.
Yeah, last 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, the Madden 25.
Yeah.
Every team needs a priest.
A clergyman.
Right. Let us bow our heads.
Fuck that dude.
Kind of like in Rudy, the priest that they have on. And what else? What other movie did they have a priest? Sunday? Any Given Sunday. Yeah. That's right. For that inch.
Make the fucking difference. Yeah,
I was waiting for How about that. Having him as your fucking coach?
Oh, it'd be great.
It would be great. Be Between awesome. Winning and losing. Living and dying. I didn't want you to be the only pussy with his hand raised, coach. You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, sure. Take a quick break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals! Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
No!
Missy party. Sorry. That was a shout out to Missy.
The white dress party?
Yeah.
That's where she's at tonight. Some people roll in dubs. She rolls in a trailer. On cinder blocks.
Nothing wrong with
that. I can only imagine what she's thinking. I fucking hate those guys.
She might come in here one week and kill all of us.
That would be great.
That's as long as she does it with the mics open, I'm good with that.
I'm not.
I hate those guys.
She's closer. You go first. She's closer to you. No, you're her soulmate, so you may go last. I would say it's close.
Yeah, when are you two going to fucking get married and get it over with already?
Fuck that.
Dude, no, you're almost there.
Just bang.
How are we almost there?
She's like one more bad relationship away from being in your arms.
Yeah, one more bad relationship away from settling for me.
Yeah. Look, we all love Missy, and we want her to settle, and we're hoping she'll settle for a guy like you.
No.
If you like chicks with dicks.
If I want to be miserable.
Another miserable night.
That'll be every night for you. Could you imagine waking up to that voice?
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Chris is like, yeah, I'm going to make some coffee. Want something?
No, I'm good.
Well, it's a good thing I have a good friend who also would hate his wife, so I could just call you for advice, Marco.
I'm a pro. I am a pro.
So, Marco, I made the wrong decision. How do I get out of this?
It's
and
easy.
Not get back into it
well,
again.
Chris, it's easy. You marry her. I couldn't help it, man. I was like, that was a lob over the plate.
That was a meatball over the plate.
Don't say that. Sorry. I went face first. Like the dude from the Marlins. Yeah, that hit the face of the pitch. Yeah. That was brutal, man. If it was a meatball, I'd be like, sure I'd catch that motherfucker.
But never made it to home plate.
No, made it to home belly.
Shit.
Well, imagine what Missy would say about you to people at work.
Oh, God.
Listen what this asshole did to me the other day.
Marco, how can I make this situation more complicated? Oh, stop wearing condoms? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, what you need to do is buy 6 dogs.
Then 6 Aussies died.
And to top it off, I'll invest in a failing business.
What would it be? Missy doing karaoke? Memories.
You know, you can top it all off with a good bankruptcy. Yeah. That's a cherry on top. Yep.
Chris, we need to consolidate.
I'm going to need you to file bankruptcy.
I hate you guys.
I'm working on my voice. I was listening to that last week where she kept saying, I'm working on my voice. I stopped drinking soda. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
That
like,
voice is damaged
right.
already.
That's like me saying, I'm working on losing weight. I stopped getting on the scale. Like, that doesn't mean anything at all.
Holy shit.
That doesn't mean anything. You can't work on your... How do you work on your voice? You can't change the way your voice sounds. I mean, yeah, you can...
Yeah.
That's from years of smoking and
right.
crack and...
She thinks that soda is what's making her sound like that. It's not soda.
No,
it's the years of drug abuse and smoking and drinking and loud parties and yelling over music. Mm-hmm. She's got fucking nodes on her fucking vocal cords. Ugh.
HPV of the tongue.
If anything, throat. she should invest in her voice and, you know, be the bassist in an a cappella group.
Boys and men.
Right, yeah.
They're short of bass.
Yeah.
She can get in there.
Right, she could be the new bass.
Yeah.
Baby.
I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you.
I'll make love to you.
He always did the same line, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he always says baby. Yeah. He starts it and ends his part with baby. Mm. Baby. Baby.
I hate you guys. I'm like 2 seconds from walking out.
She does kind of sound like the dude from Major League. I was listening to that. And I'm sitting there, and it actually came on, was it, not HBO, one of the other pay channels, and I was like, holy shit. I immediately think of Missy now when he talks. Lou.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
That's it, Lou. Yep.
Lou.
Lou Brown.
Yeah. Don't ever fucking do it again.
You think that could be her dad, or is it more like her grandfather?
No, we already established Gary Busey's dad.
Yeah.
Gary Busey and...
Sarah Palin.
Well, Sarah Palin brain-wise... Gary Busey.
Oh, and Kathleen Turner's her mom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Runkle.
What the fuck happened to her? Yeah, remember her in Romancing the Stone?
Yeah.
She wasn't bad looking.
No.
And then all of a sudden, and she, believe it or not, she was the voice of Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, how about that?
And then next thing you know, she's Missy. Imagine Missy doing Jessica Rabbit's like voiceovers.
How unsexy is that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come here, Roger Rabbit. I'm going to pull back your ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's throwing up.
That would be the unsexiest.
Yeah.
That would be like-
Okay, all right. Real quick. We got to do this now because we're talking about it. All right, so the three of us right now have to come up with the top five worst fucking career moves for Missy. I say phone sex operator is one of them. Are we in agreement?
That's number one.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely. Could you imagine her talking on the other line?
Hopefully they don't make commission.
Play with your balls. I'm fingering myself. You like that? My cunt's sloppy and juicy for you.
I am totally flaccid, but thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
My clit is so hard.
I can't picture it now. I can't picture it.
I'm using a big fat dildo, right? Wait, oh, excuse me. I'm clearing my throat.
Hi.
All right, what's the next occupation?
Next occupation.
Radio. Yeah.
Does that fall into like voiceover work? Is that different?
I don't know. That's a tough call.
I think
it's a fine line.
Different. I think radio would be next because radio is different.
Well, you can't say she would be bad for voiceover work because if they did like a Pixar movie, you need a character like hers.
Yeah, she could be
like Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, she could be like the scruffy rat that runs.
Like if they do Cars 3, she could be the fucking. She could be the what do you call it? The trailer. You're not going to win that race. You're not going to win that race.
Boom.
That's right, boom. Yeah, no, voiceover work, she'd be all right, because they would need her voice for certain, you know, parts.
Yeah, for 80-year-old women, ads. You can't see them. It's only voiceover.
I have cancer.
My next one is going to be teacher. I'm going to go with teacher on that one.
Teacher, absolutely.
Yeah.
What else? Politician?
Actually, I think it depends on the grade.
No, politician, she'd be all right. Sarah Palin.
I think it depends on the grade as her as a teacher. I mean, if she's teaching anything other than like pre-K or kindergarten, I think they're fucked. She's fucked. But if she's teaching like pre-K, she would just sit there and play with the kids all day.
Yeah, it's right on her level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not... Teacher's supposed to have more knowledge, not the same.
Yeah, but at that point, you're not teaching them anything anyway.
Today, technology class.
We're going to fly a kite.
Here's the other occupation. Being the voice of Siri. One second, let me see something. Siri, where can I go grocery shopping? About three blocks away, there's a fucking Acme. Siri, do you have a cold? Fuck you. I'm hungover.
Siri, where can I get Coke?
Any public restroom.
From underneath my tit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a little residue in my gums if you want to lick it off.
All right, that's four. We came up with four, right? We said phone sex operator, teacher, radio, yes, Siri. One more. One more. One good one.
I like to hear. I like this here. Hit the post.
No, no. Well, that's radio.
It's radio.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I like
to,
but I
want. Oh, you want to hear her hit the post?
I want to hear her hit the post.
It looks like she hit the post. A lot.
The post, the guardrail,
the branch, the switch,
the dashboard, the steering wheel.
Her parents used her to beat their kids with.
I just want to hear her hit the post. I'm going to have her hit the post next week.
Customer service?
No, because even though her voice is shitty, she's got it. I think she has would have a decent personality for that.
Yeah,
I think people would actually like her. She'd say something stupid if you mean feel bad
decent
for
personality because her tits would be resting on a counter, then I agree with you. Okay.
But customer service could be over the phone, too. It doesn't mean
that's true.
It has to be close. Waitress, nah. She'd be a waitress.
She's like,
she looks the part.
She's already a truck stop waitress. She just doesn't know it yet. All she's missing is platinum hair. Well, that'll be all. Would you like a fresh cup of coffee, dear?
I've had her operating the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Can I help you? Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
That's my speed.
Could I get a...
No.
A number one...
What's in it?
Well, you work here. You don't know what's in it. Just tell me what the fuck you want. You know what? I'll tell you a profession she'd be great for. The next Batman villain.
She could do the Batman voice.
Yeah.
She could be Batman, actually. That'd actually be pretty cool. We should get her a fucking Batman cowl and see what she does with it.
That's funny.
Where do they get a load of me?
I like the fast food. What else? What else could she be?
I don't know.
Motivational speaker.
Now you sound like that fucking commercial. Did you know Pinocchio was a bad motivational speaker?
Yeah,
I see a lot of talent in this room. Yeah. You have potential. You have potential.
I see a lot of talent in this room.
You got potential.
Oh, suicide hotline.
Suicide hotline.
Yeah. You know when they call when emergency. Look, I'm thinking about killing myself. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
You should probably do it. Do some coke.
Yeah.
You should come hang out with me at Dobbs. I like to do coke off my nipples.
What?
Just come to a concert with me.
Yeah.
I'm a hippie now.
Front man for a garage band. That's what she could be, too.
Front man.
She sounds like Lemmy from fucking...
Time to play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to think what other. What?
I don't know, man. That's why I said five because I knew it was going to be hard after that.
After that, yeah.
She's going to fucking hate this episode. You know she is.
She hates every
fuck
episode.
You guys. I don't sound like that.
And you know what? She doesn't. She doesn't sound like the imitations.
Nah, details.
But at the same time, let's be honest.
You got to embellish it a little bit. I mean, that's
well, yeah. I mean, it's for fun.
Right. I mean, if you were fucking her and she started talking dirty, you'd lose your heart on immediately.
Absolutely. Don't say nothing. Don't moan.
I already lost it. You like how I play with your balls? Oh, what the fuck?
You shut the fuck up.
Oh, come on. What happened? They're going. Oh, it's gone. No. Shit. What? What'd I do?
I can't wait to come.
It's bad enough that she sounds like a fucking New York bookie. Like, that's the last person I'm going to hear talking dirty to me.
You got 50 on the Jets.
And I just came.
Tell me about your penis.
Trying to jam it in her ass.
All right, you got 50 on the Cowboys. Now you can come on my tits. I need another cigarette.
I have cancer.
I fucking hate you guys. She does sound like a bad comic villain, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
Yep.
She sure does.
Green Lantern will rue the day you mess with me.
We need a name for her.
The name for her?
Yeah. We definitely need a name for her.
Hmm. I don't know. Titties McGee. Should be a Dick Tracy villain. It's Titties McGee. Actually, you know what? Did you ever see the movie Dick Tracy?
A long time ago, yeah.
They all sounded like that. Mm-hmm. Like Pacino sounded like that, mm-hmm. and his henchmen. They all had weird voices. That's what I mean. She'd be perfect for that shit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She couldn't play the Madonna part. Like, you imagine her being the lounge singer? Boop, boop, be do.
How much more betrayal can I take?
Sprinkles like an old lady's cunt. Is that her texting? You fucking jerk-offs.
No, shit. Holy shit.
I want to be loved by you. Boop, boop, be do.
I'm going to vomit.
Me too. Dude, doing this voice is not easy. Let me tell you.
Your throat is going to hurt.
It already does. I can already tell it's like bothering me right now.
Oh, geez.
All right, let's talk about tweaked audio.
You're motherfucking fired.
Ding.
Holy shit.
I don't like fat people. Especially when they're really, really fat.
Holy shit.
Oh, does it? Does it compel me?
It's a voicemail.
It's Mitzi getting fucked.
A mouthful of balls in his heart.
Jeez.
Fucking head is pounding.
I don't sound like that.
I wish you guys would knock it off.
It's bad for my rep.
She sounds like those old time detectives, like Private Eye detectives, the black and white shows. It was a balmy night. She came walking into my office, red dress and all.
She was a hot dame.
She should do the voiceover for the next Sin City movie.
Yeah, exactly. She's, what's his name? The dude with the fucked up face. What's his name? Jesus Christ. What's his name? The Marvin, right? Marv? Is that his name? Marv?
Marvin?
No.
Marvin Berry?
No. It's, guys, the actor that played the wrestler.
Can I think of his fucking name?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. His character in Sin City. She was a hot dame. Goldie. She smelled like girls ought to smell. That's what he sounded like in that movie.
She smelled like sweat and vomit.
I knew she was close. I could smell pussy in the air.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
Oh my God. You want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how I got this voice?
I do. Crack. There's got to be a reason for it.
Crack, cocaine, mushrooms.
I don't sound that bad. Stop making fun of me. You know how she tries to sound girly when she's like on the defense?
Yep.
She's like, I don't sound like that.
And you're right. She tries to change up her voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No. It's like lipstick on a pig.
Black pig.
Black pig.
Lipstick on a black pig.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
I think I'm going to edit this whole part out. Just so she doesn't hear it. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus, dude. We just did a half hour on Missy.
Well, it's probably the most anyone's done on her in a while.
Most any guy spent on her.
That's not funny.
Come on, guys. It's below the belt.
Right where her dick is.
Yeah. Next to my balls.
Where my tits are going to be in 10 years. That's bullshit. You don't get saggy. Only when you have kids, you get saggy. I don't know where you guys got your facts from.
It's gravity.
Called, it's called gravity.
I'll get a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
A boob job.
I'll get a lift.
Yeah.
A voice lift.
It's possible to change voice.
You imagine if she got a fucking surgery done.
Can you guys change my throat cords?
Yeah. Can you imagine she got surgery done? She comes in here sounding like Betty Boop.
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, my God. This show would fail miserably. All the peer pressure. I'm just waiting for that day she shows up. She's like, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. You're the reason why I do drugs.
I'd be like, yeah, I could say it.
I could, too.
Yeah.
I think we drive her to drink and all that shit. We're just having fun. We're just having fun.
At her expense.
So what? It's the big deal. You guys have fun at my expense.
Yeah, she doesn't actually sound
that bad.
You
don't see me snorting coke off of a toilet seat in the fucking public restroom? Fuck do I care? Yeah, I'm fat, so what? Gives a shit.
What size? 5 times XL?
Maybe 6 at some point. What's going to happen then? Nothing. I'm just going to die. Yay. Dude, I'm going to fall through the boardwalk. What are you talking about? And then you can bring Missy. She can laugh. Ah, you fat fuck. Look at you now. You think you're so funny? Yeah, I may sound fucked up, but look at you. You can't even walk on concrete, you fat fuck.
Oh, you fat piece of shit!
She'd be a good police dispatcher.
Yeah. Calling all cars, calling all cars.
Car 54, yeah. Where are you?
We have a 1045. At 111. I never said I was a good improv guy. 111 McCluskey Street. She sounds like someone that could have been on Elliot Ness's crew.
Yeah, you see? Yeah.
Or someone he was going after.
Yeah.
You'll never take me alive, you see? He's like one of Al Capone's fucking henchmen.
Yep.
I collected the money, Al.
Here it is.
So I mean, it all revolves. It's like she could be a Dick Tracy character, comic book villain, whatever.
She's missing her calling.
She is missing. You know, she said she wanted to do voiceover work. I think she can do it. I think she'd be good at it because of her voice. It's unique. Yeah.
Just find a male character.
Thank you. Imagine like you watch the movie, you hear the voice, you don't know who she is. You look at the credits and it's a woman. It's like, whoa, holy shit, I wasn't expecting that. Guy sounds like he just had 50 cigars before the take. I have cancer. I don't know why I'm making her sound Brooklyn, though. I don't understand.
I don't know.
It just comes
out. She likes
out.
New York.
Yeah, she does.
She probably enjoys that part of it.
She probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I love New York. New York loves me.
And the squirrels talk to me there. They eat meatballs out of a cup.
They do that everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. They just follow her around.
Deers are trying to commit suicide in front of me.
Now you kind of sound like Jim Florentine a little bit.
No.
No?
No, no, no. No, he's more like this. He's all dry. You know?
I don't know, Marco. You do an excellent impression of Florentine.
Stop it. That was all. Hey. It was off the guy. I've never done it before. I just kind of
Oh, yeah. You remember
there.
That? That was
like
funny.
It was like a gay Florentine.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. I don't know.
Fuck Rycast.
Rob Spencer. I can't do it.
I wish I could do a fucking impression of somebody on this fucking network. It would be great. Except Missy, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, no, really. Like, I'd love to do an impression of somebody on this network, but I can't. I can't.
Gomez is tough because
Bobby Kelly's.
Well,
like,
Gomez and Missy pretty much have the same voice.
Yeah, but you know what though? Gomez actually sounds like a man.
Yeah.
You know, like Missy's like a woman trapped in a man's voice. You know what I mean? Like sometimes she says girly shit. Gomez doesn't say girly shit.
I think Sprantz would be the best one.
It's tough. Sprantz does a good pee-pee.
Mr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah, Mr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah, that's Pee-Pee. Fucking...
He does it pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Bobby Kelly.
Sprantz is hard to do. How he's tough to get. Like, his voice.
Who, Sprantz?
Yeah.
Nah, that's impossible.
He doesn't have any...
I've never tried, but I know I couldn't get
it. He doesn't have any,
it.
Like, distinctive...
He does, but I can't pinpoint it. Just, like, you know...
Will you sit home and try to do it?
Yeah, like, you know how many times I sat home and tried to fucking rip on Bobby? You know, try to get that Boston thing going. It's hard to do though.
Yeah.
Cause you got to get the grammar down, you know, cause of the way they say there's certain vowels over there. Mm-hmm. And he always switches it up. Sometimes he doesn't stay on like home turf. Sometimes he you can hear a little New York in him too from living there so long.
Yep.
Fucking guys. You know how he is. He's just all, he's all like, I don't know, squeaky almost like scrunched up. I don't know how to explain it. He's just very
fat.
You know what, you fuckers.
You fucking guys. Fucking motherfuckers. He almost sounds like Pesci a little bit. Like a Boston Pesci.
Kelly on the show, she's got that Australian.
No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby, no, yeah.
She's leaving for like, she's leaving for a while, going back to Australia.
Really?
Yeah. They just had
find a kangaroo.
They just had an intern show where they interviewed like three interns.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah. Well, they have interns. Even Hammerfisting has an intern.
What?
Yeah, they do like the menial stuff around.
Dude, should we just pack up our shit? They have interns. We can't even get a fucking decent microphone. We can't even get a decent mic cord or anything like that. Like, they have fucking interns getting them shit and fucking, you know, work doing their paperwork and shit for them.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, God, I could see Bobby doing it because they, you know, They do it at the studio style. I don't know why Hammerfisting has it. Just, I guess they just have it just to have
Well,
one.
Shit, because they can. They do the show at the same spot Bobby and all them do it,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No, they do it in...
He still does it in his living room?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, who's his intern? His wife?
No.
He got his wife to do it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But they had an intern show, and these couple dudes, and then fucking Shannon.
No shit.
Yeah.
She's an intern.
No, they're choosing. They were choosing an intern. Well, like they were interviewing for the intern.
But what did Shannon have to do with that?
She was applying for it.
For the intern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but she works like till like 5.
I was going to say, why would she apply? She does a show.
Yeah, but being a part of Robert Kelly's show is...
Yeah, but it's not... Look, first of all, when you're an intern for the Howard Stern show or for like, you know, an actual marketed radio show, you get... You know, you get stuff from that. You get college credits. You get you get like experience.
This you get. If you work for him, you get
AIDS off. Doing this.
you get to work with Luis Gomez. All right, that's enough to fucking drive anybody nuts. Dude, he destroys Kelly Fistuka all the time.
I know,
destroys her.
I don't know why.
You're fat. You're fat. What the fuck is up, Marco, from the Jerks? You're all quiet. What the fuck? Missy.
You want to fuck?
Yeah,
sure. Let's go. Let's go in the back right now.
He pretty much called Missy a whore. fucking. That's my Gomez. I can't do it any better.
Hey, man. I can't do it at all.
Yeah.
He's another one. It's tough. I mean, you think just by yelling... And sounding like you're losing your voice.
Yeah,
it's hard to mimic. Eh?
Yeah.
Bobby. You know who does a great Kelly?
Dan Soder.
His impressions.
Yeah,
Dan's got like the best fucking impressions. He really does. Do you ever hear his fucking samurai? His Japanese. Oh my God, dude. It is insane. Like he has it down. Like I don't know where he gets it from, but he sounds like. He's like a deep-voiced Japanese samurai, and he is great at it. He is great. I can't even mimic it. It's just it's I don't know. He does a really good job. Like, you know how they do the R's and shit? They fuck that up. He's got it down. I mean, he doesn't skip a beat. He's really good. Fucking Dan is a fucking talented motherfucker, man.
Yep. Yeah, they gave him his own show on Sirius. I think like once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm surprised he's not doing more.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking dude is talented. He's more talented than anybody else on this fucking network, that's for sure.
When you say gave him his own show on Sirius, they let him come in and do a show and not pay him?
Pretty much they probably pay him like $150. Like
hey, do we still have Dave? Sports Dave?
Yeah, he's still on. Yeah.
I haven't.
Talk about no talent. I like
it's the Jersey Jerks.
I like he's a nut child. He's
and
a nut
Marco.
Child. They Sirius fucked him pretty good, but
it seems like they fuck everybody. Dr. Steve, they fucked him too.
No,
right?
They fuck him. No, he's still on there.
They didn't fuck him. No, because he's a doctor. That's why.
I like it paid $150 for my show.
It's starting to sound like Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Dr. Steve.
He's not Dr. Evil, dude.
$5 million.
No, it's true. I'm trying to kill him. He's quite astute. How about no?
I don't know who else there is. We've got so many fucking shows.
And you said last week that we got one more new show coming that's not announced
yet.
Yeah,
I don't even know who it is. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I think all of Riotcast should start doing a fucking pool of who the next show could be.
I heard, but you know, cause
well, it's whoever Marco brought, obviously.
Yeah, come on, dude. Thank you, Chris. I'm trying to keep it on the DL and the low.
It's probably the $2 hot dog, $1 water show.
That would be pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, we
should talk about that.
No, we need a good Christian show on this network.
Oh, dude, that's one thing I don't think Rob could ever have on this network is religion.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That wouldn't work.
No. I mean, a fucking televangelist doing a show.
Is everybody on the network still currently doing shows, or are there some people on hiatus?
No, everybody's doing a show.
Everyone?
Yeah.
The girls are still doing a show?
Girls are still doing a show.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's still rocking and rolling. I heard Bobby on, I would can't say O&A, Opie with Jim, they call it.
O&J?
Yeah, OJ. OJ show.
I'd love to. Come on. Yeah.
Today's guest is Robert Kelly.
They were coming back from the break, and Opie was like, looks like I'm going to have to invest in Riotcast. I was like, oh, there goes the jerks. We're out. We're done.
You know what, though?
Get the fuck
I'll be honest
out.
With you. I would not be offended at all if that were ever the
How
case.
Can you be when you have all these talented people and then you have us?
Well, wait. Whoa. Hold the fucking phone, Marco.
Just trying to be politically correct.
Yeah, let's not do that. Okay. They don't know. Everybody knows by now we're not. We dropped the N-bomb like 6 times in the first hour. Now all of a sudden we're talking about talent. Hold on. Granted, we have some talented comedians.
Yes.
But podcasters, I don't think so.
I love our show, and I think we're the best, but I mean, you know.
Well, no, I'm not saying that either.
Marco thinks we're the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that either. I think our show sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. I really think our show sucks. I do this because I have fun.
It's fun.
Right.
It's fun.
But as far as what we put out, I mean, you might as well wipe your ass and throw it in the fucking iTunes. Same fucking thing. I mean, we never go on script every week. We have, like, we do tons of shit that we write down. Well, actually, Missy does. She sends us an email with stuff for talk, you know, to talk about. I mean, we said we were going to talk about something when we were on break, and now we're not talking.
How come you guys never talk about my stuff?
Come back with my show. Yeah, I mean, there's just, this is just like the most random fucking podcast ever. It is what it is. We don't have interns. We can't get people in here to do stupid stunts or light their fucking faces on fire and slap them out. You know,
yeah.
We can't get a young African American couple to fight in here. You know, and reenact the Ray Rice in the elevator. You know, we can't do any of that shit. But we just have fun. That's why I would not be upset if we ever ended. Like, if Rob is like, look, you know, we got to make room or not make room. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Listen, I would still keep in contact with him. I'd still, you know.
He'd forget who the fuck you were.
Probably. How many Fabios does he fucking know?
This fucking Marco just won't stop calling me.
He said, as long as Marco's around, he'll never forget us because he'll probably
I'll
ask Marco.
I'll harass the shit out of him.
He'll probably ask Marco, how the guys doing? How come they're not up my ass like you?
Because they didn't build a network, obviously.
Right.
Thank
right.
you. Chris is on point.
Right. Right.
I don't have to say anything. Yeah, Chris.
But as far as talent, we want to run down the shows, and I'll give you my synopsis of all of them.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Be honest.
Hack.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll make sure I. Yeah. We have so many now.
Yeah. We'll go from A to Z.
That's good.
This will actually end the show for us.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. This will end the show for us. What are we at? 10:22 p.m. Eastern time.
The beginning of the end for the Jersey Jerk Show starts here.
No, it's not even about that. Just go down the list.
Right.
The end.
Nick DiPaolo.
Great comedian.
Yes.
I think he's one of the funniest fucking guys, underrated. To be honest with you, I'm going to plead ignorance. I haven't heard his podcast on this network. I did hear, however, when he was working with Artie.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But there's no production value in that show that he did. I don't know about now. So really, that's the worst thing I could say. But I think he's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
He's one guy talking.
Comedian-wise, yeah, but you know what, though? Mark Maron started the whole fucking thing with just him talking.
Right, but now Mark Maron has somebody in the garage every fucking podcast.
Yeah, notice the key word is garage. He still doesn't have a fucking...
I know. I mean, I don't think he's good, but that's another thing.
I know.
All right, but down... You know what, dude? Robert Kelly's podcast.
Well, again, we... Fucking Robert. It's Robert. He's a fucking cocksucker.
That room when
his podcast stinks. Only if Dan's on... Dan and Kelly...
He stinks!
When Joe DeRosa was on, it was unlistenable. Between the two of them, they catfight for an hour on that fucking show. And you couldn't hear anything, because Joe would be like, listen, Bobby, listen, Bobby, listen, Bobby, let me speak, Bobby. He would go nuts. And, you know, Bobby's like, shut the fuck up.
This is my show.
It's, yeah. Yeah. It's, that was like, that was the biggest fucking turd podcast ever. That was then. Like now, it's
now know, it's different. Like a fucking room full of wolves. Like now,
I know
it's all comedians, and if you fuck up, they destroy you.
But see, that's the problem. If that was the whole idea of the show, then that's great. But it's not. What happens is he overpopulates his podcast with too many fucking leaders, basically too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Nobody's commanding the podcast. He thinks he is, but he's not, because when he has what's his face in Gomez. You know, Gomez is like, you can't tame Gomez.
He pretty much suspended Gomez for a few weeks.
But, there you go.
Suspended?
Well, he gave him a rest.
Who was he, Roger Goodell?
He had to tame him.
What do you do, punch his wife?
Dude, you were
Listen, I've never met Gomez.
I've never met him
I've heard
personally,
him,
but
I've
we've
heard
talked
him a bunch
to
of times. There's no taming that guy.
No.
That guy comes in, walks in, and he takes over the room.
He's a
if
fucking lion.
If you're doing a podcast, he's going to take over
he's
the podcast.
He's a fucking lion. You can't tame
yeah.
a lion.
He did it when we were on the hold.
So that's, right. I mean, if Bobby's trying to tame him, that's Bobby's fault. Let Gomez do what he does. He's funny as fuck, man.
Right, but I'm not saying don't have Gomez on. I'm saying if you're going to have Gomez on, just have Gomez on. Don't put seven fucking people in the room. That's retarded.
Well,
it's
yeah, none of them are going
to
get.
To be honest
to
with you, if Bobby was smart, he would just leave the room if Gomez was on, because he would just take over the show.
All right,
there could be 100 people in the room. Gomez is going to take over.
Yeah,
the
they
room.
Do got a lot of people on there. It does get tough as when me and Missy go up there. We're
look,
on a whole,
that podcast, it's tough. That podcast turns into you know what, Spick? That's what it turns into.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
I'm just playing.
I think playing. Everybody's trying to get their funnies in. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Everybody... It's a competition.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, last comic standing on that show.
And everybody wants to impress Bobby.
Which I don't know why. Bobby's an absolute failure. I love the guy, but I mean, you know, his one big moment, he had a fucking HBO series and he busts his fucking knee.
Ah, my fucking knee! My leg!
All right, moving on.
All right.
Jim Florentine.
I was playing, Bobby. Don't get all upset.
You fucking guy.
You know what? You guys
fuck
are off the
you.
Fucking network.
That's it.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, Don Kelly.
He's off the network too. FX.
I saw a preview for the show he's supposed to be on.
Sex,
Drugs, and Rock and Roll or something like that.
I saw it in like a montage.
Yeah,
of all
that's
FXs.
What I saw. That's what I saw. Yeah.
I can't wait for it, actually.
Yeah, well, it's Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
But you didn't think Bobby was carrying that show, did you?
He wasn't in the montage.
Of course not.
He can carry 350 pounds. You don't think he's carrying the show?
Actually, he carries Dennis Leary's jacket around.
Here you go, Mr. Leary.
All right, next show, Jim Florentine Comedy Metal Midgets.
I actually am appreciative of his show.
Another one-person podcast, rants for about an hour.
Actually,
takes a lot of talent to do that.
He does occasionally have musical guests on, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I am a fan of similar music he's a fan of.
Right.
So I can appreciate what he does. And that's the one dude on this podcast. I mean, granted, Gomez, you know, with MMA and stuff like that, he's, you know, he's great with that kind of shit because he's, you know, he's been following it forever and he's like basically in a business. I mean, the guy goes to fucking live events. He interviews fighters. It's, I mean, he does
they
his
call
work.
Him the show. He's
right. He
band.
Does his work. So that's another reason why.
Because I'm a real ass dude.
Right. But same thing with Florentine. Florentine's podcast, I appreciate it because he plays good music on there. Like, I listened to the episode where, who was it? Was it Motley? Not Motley Crue. Van Halen. Mm. He was in New York when Van Halen played a small venue. He was there for the whole thing. And he played like a two-part. I listened to it because I wanted to hear the new shit. And he was great narrating the whole thing. That being said, he's got no personality. He's like a robot. Next on the show, we're going to have... It's just at some point, it's like you need...
Yeah.
Like Don Jameson should be there to kind of, you know, inject a little human quality, you know, like some life, whatever.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so...
I hear you.
But I don't have really a problem with his show either.
All right.
Next, you know, he really didn't give a shit when he called in our show.
No.
Ah, I better fuck concert. What do you want from me? Wow.
Next up, Voss and Bonnie. My wife hates me.
Should be called My Wife Killed Me.
They got their own
Bonnie show. Every first Tuesday of all, I'm, I have a secret crush on Bonnie. Personally,
you do?
I do.
Yeah.
I this isn't the first time I've heard of Bonnie. Wasn't because of this podcast. I knew she's a comedian. I've seen her stand up.
I think she was on one of the original Last Comic Standing.
Yeah,
right?
But even before that, like she was still a comedian even before that. That was just the first mainstream show for comedians. She was actually on, remember Tough Crowd?
Yeah.
I seen her on that, and that's where I really like, that's where I liked her. First of all, I think she's a fox right there. I got none bad to say about Bonnie. I feel bad for her.
She got to deal with him.
Right. That she married a troll. He stinks, okay? I always clown on Rich Voss, but honestly, the guy, he does have his moment. He is pretty fucking funny. I do. I do think he's funny, but he is fucking...
He won me over recently when Anthony got... He went right... Like, nobody was sitting in Anthony's seat. He went right over there and said, let's start this job interview.
Rich is funny. You know when he's funny? When he's doing his own material, like when he's doing stand-up or whatever. But, like, at roasts and shit, like, when he's around other comics, he fucks up. Because he's nervous. You could tell he's nervous. Mm-hmm. I listened to a roast he did with his wife. His wife trashed him to pieces, and she was the funniest one there.
Yep. I'm not surprised. She's funny as fuck.
This was like the this is even when Greg Giraldo was around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was funnier than him. She was funnier than a lot of guys. Patrice, when he was still alive. But that's probably what's killing all these people, being friends with Rich Voss.
That's the
a fucking virus.
Yeah, I mean, he's talented in his own right. But, man, like, you got all that work done on your fucking tan on your teeth. You can't kill that lisp. Christ almighty. Shorten that tongue or something. Suck some saliva out of your fucking mouth.
I'm looking, as you're talking, I'm looking at the banner that scrolls on the main page.
Yeah. You haven't seen us once, right?
No, we're not
on
there.
Is that what you're going to complain?
We're not on there. The new show is the Beige Phillips show. But we're so irrelevant there. Like, somebody will have... Jim Norton on, and so there's like Big Picture Jim and the show that he was on. There you go, Anthony, and that great interview with Rob. That's scroll.
Oh, wow, look, they even have SPCA fucking commercials on there. They don't have us.
that's how irrelevant we are. Anyway, next show, Weird Medicine.
Oh, Dr. Steve is the man.
He is. But that's like, that is.
But he's got, he's got an actual theme.
Yeah.
One, he's a doctor, so he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
Okay. It's not like Gomez was an MMA fighter. You know what I mean? He's more of the, Gomez is more on the, what do you call it? The,
I took boxing lessons.
But he's on the journalist side of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whereas Dr. Steve, he's in the shit. So like people call in. I think it's interesting that he's got a podcast where people actually call in. And it's not that faggy Dr. Drew type of thing where it's like relationship. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
No.
Relationships suck.
People always call.
I want to know why there's a fucking pellet growing out of my asshole. Like, that's what I want. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy. That show, I like that show. Personally, I'm a fan of that show.
The Bailey J Show is next on the list.
Look, man, that's not for me, but I'm not trashing the show because I'll be honest, I never heard it. But I have heard her on Bobby's podcast. Yeah. And, you know, that whole thing was pretty fucking funny, the interaction.
Yeah.
But
she's cool as shit. But it's not.
I'm sure he is.
It's not for everybody.
Well, I'm sorry. Is that offensive if I say he?
No, I don't know. I've never talked to her.
See, that's the thing. I don't even know how to fucking comment on this because.
I think the only thing would be offensive if you said it.
No.
I think that.
No, I'm not a she. Well, that's the thing. I could say she and he in the same sentence, but I don't know if I'm. Am I being an asshole? Like, am I not being
365/24, buddy?
He's an asshole.
365 days, you're an asshole.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck?
It doesn't matter.
I say your combination. What is that? Yeah, like
how much money he's in debt.
I'm not in debt anything now.
I don't know I don't know how to comment because I don't know if I'm being an asshole or what. Like, you know, I got no problems with Bailey J. Or See, now do I say her husband?
That's her husband.
Yeah, but yeah, her, his yeah, husband?
I don't know.
See, I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't think she's really that worried about it. Like, I don't
no, no, I don't. I don't think. Yeah, I'm sure
confused.
She's. I'm sure she's had way more adversity than my fat ass trying to figure out what you know yeah. gender to refer right. to her or him.
Right.
You know. See, I went back and forth. Her, yeah. him. Yeah.
I got you. I understand.
Yeah.
The next one's going to be a good one. Ready? News whore with Mandy Statmiller.
Well, the title says it all. Underline and capitalize whore with a capital cunt.
I listen to a couple of shows, and you know it's they're okay. I mean, I don't have anything that bad to say about
it. You know, now here's me being completely honest. If I met her in person, I wouldn't say nothing to her.
You little hoe.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like trash her or nothing. I mean, I'm not worried about it.
We're just talking about podcast. I mean, like,
You know what? Go to the next one because I'll never listen to it.
Okay.
There's Band no Geek. Interest in there.
Band
what?
Band Geek.
Oh, with what's his face? Richie?
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome,
dude.
Right?
Best podcast on Riotcast.
I love it.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
Honestly, best podcast. I just got the fucking email today from YouTube. His YouTube. I subscribed to his YouTube channel. Yeah. He did Under Pressure.
Oh, did he?
Oh, dude. You got to watch
Good.
It.
I got to watch
Unreal.
It.
This dude is. Talk about talented.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Tread lightly on this one. The Hole.
No, I like The Hole.
Yeah.
We've too. Been part of it.
Yeah.
On a whole, I like The Hole. Well,
do.
You know why? Here's my thing. Here's why I like it. Because before we even got on and we were, you know, we started talking and stuff, I listened. And I think those guys, I like what they do. They're actually organized. I respect what they do. I like Rob. I think Rob's a great fucking host. Some of the people he's had on the show, and I'm not talking about the regulars.
Yeah,
some of them I could do without here and there. Like every once in a while, I get annoyed with Mr. PP. Like someone needs to throw him out of a fucking fifth story window. You know what I mean? Like he's a little. He's even for a podcast, he's a little creepy. But I guess that's what they're going for.
That's what it's,
so yeah. Kudos for creeping me out. But you know, like I like that black dude they used to have on. Not
Big Mike.
No. The
Mike JoJo.
No, the fucking dude that had to go away because he had to do time again.
Oh,
you don't talk about.
Yeah, I forget his name.
Jesus Christ, he had a YouTube channel. He has like millions of fucking hits.
Oh, Felonious Monk.
Felonious Monk.
Yeah,
he
was good, man.
He was great. He was great. I loved listening to that. Mm-hmm. I listened weekly when he was on.
Yep. Next one. Why You Suck in Bed?
I like them too. Mm-hmm. Although I'll be honest, and I feel bad, I haven't heard. Oh no, I did hear an episode with the new girl.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, what's her name? Hasn't been on it for a while.
Yeah, Callie. The one that hates you. You fuck Marco.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I think they actually. I think they have probably the best shot to make it to something real. Do you know what I'm saying?
They have it's a sex show. So
weren't they on the Playboy too. Channel on Sirius or something?
Yeah, but they that was...
That crapped out.
Oh, my God!
Yep. Rochmo in the chat room says, we're the best show on fucking Riot Cast.
Rochmo.
Yeah.
He must be deaf.
Yeah, because we don't fucking care. You're right, buddy.
Oh, he's saying we are
the best.
Oh, I thought Rochmo was part of Riotcast. Like, no. I don't remember that show.
No.
I'm like, we didn't get to you yet, buddy.
Marco, did you sign that show?
Rochmo, I didn't sign that one up.
Rochmo podcast. I didn't see that one on the fucking screen. All right, go ahead. Next.
The Davey Mac Sports Program.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, he was going for the sports, comedy, music.
Here's my thing. I like sports radio. I couldn't listen to him for sports radio. He talks about way too random shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He talks about shit we talk about.
Yeah.
Entertainment, like, movies, first dates, second dates, failed dates, spitting dates.
Drooling all over yourself, you fat fuck.
You know, for a second you look like a hamburger, Chris. All right. With a hat.
It's getting late tonight.
Whoa.
To me, like, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, or sports.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts talking about golf or tennis, that's when I kind of drift off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I really like his show.
Yeah, me too. And he's another one who's got a shot at something. You know, like if he could be on sports radio and be very popular because of what he does. You know, the fact that he plays music during his fucking podcast.
Got a whole band.
Right, but that's what I mean. But it's not just a band to play music like you would see on The Tonight Show.
Right.
It's like while they're talking, mm-hmm. they play me. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you know, like that's interesting to me, you know?
Yeah, it's very good.
He's a variety show is what he is, yeah. He says.
Yeah. Next show, Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Yeah.
Kevin Kraft.
You know what? All I have to say is that those guys have balls because they'll do shit that I would never do. Stunt wise and like
well, as Kevin far does as, it for the what's his name show?
He
does
Ellis.
Yeah.
But crazy on the crazy meter, they win. We can't we nor I could ever do half the shit that they do.
Nope. The Jersey Jerks are next on the list.
They suck.
Fucking terrible.
They're the most useless podcast on the entire fucking network. Honestly, they shouldn't be on the network.
No, we're only here out of loyalty at this point.
No. You know what? I'm not even going to sit there and I'm not even going to do that whole pity bullshit. Honestly, if you look at there's a theme when you go down all the Riotcast shows.
Yeah, talent, talent, talent. It gets less talent, less talent, less talent.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, sort I guess of. So. Look, man, we've been doing this shit live since almost day one, right? Right?
Yeah.
Did we do it since day one?
Since day one.
Yeah,
we did it live.
Day one.
All right, since day one. We're approaching 5 years, by the way, in November.
Holy shit.
We're at the five-year mark. 5 years, and we never took like summers or seasons off. We take like 1 or 2 weeks here. But what's the most shows we took off in 1 year? What, 3, 4, or 5?
Something like
at the
that.
Most?
Yeah.
Something
a year.
Like that.
Okay. So you figure we're averaging about anywhere between 45 to 50 shows a year. Something like
we
that.
We got nothing better to do with our lives.
But, pretty much. But we've been doing this live. So here's my thing. We have no production value. Okay. We can't figure shit out to make the sound better.
No technical expertise.
Right. Half of us, well, actually, technically just me, because Chris and I bought Missy that mic. Myself, well, actually, no, my girl got me this for my birthday, but I still did buy a mic originally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I thought it would be better, and it was worse. And I spent a shit ton of money on that mic, and I still have it, by the way. That condenser mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking piece of shit. It's for a fucking... If we ever decide to start a boy band, I'll bring it back because that's what it's for.
You're singing.
Yeah, we could all sing background music or some shit on it.
I'm in.
Right.
That's Missy's in.
Yeah, right.
On my own, here we go. I want it that way by the Backstreet Boys. No. On my own, here we go.
On my own, here we go.
All right, hammer what? Fist.
Hold on. Oh, I'm not done with the dude.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, we got tons of problems here. Okay?
Go down the list.
Yeah. So here's what's wrong here's why Jersey Jerks don't belong here anymore. We were the fourth show, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. on the... Okay. And this is when Riotcast was just, you know, basically building its foundation. That doesn't mean we were the foundation, Marco, just so you know. I'm just saying, it's not...
Your opinion,
no,
your
it's
opinion.
Not. It's not the Jersey Jerk Show. It's Marco that's the foundation.
Well, I'm
your
I'm
opinion,
talking to him.
Chris, I'm just going to stop talking because you are just in my mind right now. Keep going, buddy.
It's all the credit you get.
Okay.
Thanks. No, we are not the foundation of Riotcast. We that's just happened that. To be here while Rob was building Riotcast. That's all it was. That's
we're
all it is.
The ride, man.
Honestly, that's really what it comes down to. And you know what? That's cool because I think it's gracious. I think it's honestly, if I was Rob, I wouldn't keep us around that long. we would have been gone 2 years ago. But a year after we signed on. Fuck that.
Who are these fucking guys?
Well, we're dead weight for this.
Well, they don't have to do anything weight. Really for
you
us.
You all fucking know it.
You know, like there's nothing. He doesn't have to produce our show or
no,
put him up. Like,
no,
probably got to do for half the people.
Well, I mean, you know? That's the one thing that comes with
that's where we're lucky.
Our package is that you know, convenience wise, Rob doesn't really have to worry about anything. No. Although he still does have to, you know, put a fucking logo up for us and shit like that, which.
We don't make it easy for him because we give him one.
Well, that's the thing. He's dealing with supercomputers, and then he has to go back to the Stone Age when he comes to us because we're just not up to speed.
We're like the divas.
Yeah, I mean, we're still using like you know Windows
95. We don't
want to
take pictures of ourselves. We don't want to.
We're still doing Windows 95. You know, whatever. Fucking, we sit on an idea for a year and a half. See, this is why we don't belong because we suck. We all suck. the four of us, we suck. We sit on an idea for a year and a half, and then one of the other shows ends up doing what we talked about way before they got it done. Mm-hmm. The difference is they have the means to get it done. We don't. So it's like, all right, we can only blame ourselves. So the shit that we do and the shit that we don't do, it's all our fault. It's not Rob's fault. It's not the hole's fault. It's not Riotcast's fault. That's why I'm never fucking angry or disappointed or whatever. You know what? It is what it is. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, hammer fisting. Wrap this
I already said that. Yeah, hammer fisting.
Right.
If you're into MMA, honestly.
Even if you're not in MMA.
Well, that's true, too.
I've listened to their show a lot, yeah, and I don't watch MMA.
Yeah, they're very entertaining, and it's funny when they all argue, too.
I can listen to him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a fan, personally.
And the new one you probably haven't heard yet, it's the Beige Phillips Show.
I'm confused. I got nothing bad to say except for the name. Beige Phillips.
Yeah,
who the fuck is Beige Phillips? The guy's name's Dante Nero.
Him and Patrice O'Neill used to do a podcast called the Brown Phillips. I don't know. I'm not sure where he get the name. I haven't really listened to them that much.
As long as it's not the Wilson Phillips.
But they have a chick on. They have a chick again. Okay. They're almost like us, but they talk about like perspective from a male, like relationships from a male's perspective.
That's the whole show? Relationship talks? I'm listening.
I don't know. I haven't listened.
I'm going to listen.
Listen to it.
Yeah. Although the Beige Phillips thing is a little weird. But
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure he's got a reason
for
it.
Who am I to say anything? We settled on the Jersey Jerks.
Exactly.
I wish I could go back in time.
Our logo is something that I've already seen five times.
I told you. It's not an original idea. No, First of all, it's the fucking Ramones.
Yeah.
It's a play on the Ramones logo.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wish we could go back in time. Can we just change the name now?
I mean, if you want,
can we just get rid of the Jersey Jerk? I fucking hate it. I think it's gay.
You want to rebrand?
Let's reboot.
Reboot?
Let's reboot this one.
We can reboot.
That's the perfect time for Rob to kick us off the network.
Yeah, exactly.
To reboot.
Yeah. Or at least get a new fucking logo.
We call it Three Guys and a Pizza Face. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And the Comedy Cellar is really—they're really no longer. They had went over to Sirius, so they do a show over Sirius. Same thing. No.
Oh yeah.
You know, lets us we record over his Comedy Cellar, so that doesn't really have another podcast in forever. So that's about it. That's Riotcast.
Yeah, if you're going to go to Comedy Cellar, you're going there to watch comedy.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to do a podcast with all that shit going on.
Well, the studios. You just go up the steps.
No, I got you. But I remember back in the day, they were doing it right there in the room where they do
the
comedy.
At the table, comics table. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to do when you have people everywhere.
Yeah, I think they do it before or after. Yeah, they'll get the like headlining
comics. We're going to take suggestions on name change. I'm seriously wanting to put this up to a vote.
Well, you need to run that by Rob. It's going to be a lot of work for him.
Yeah, but that doesn't. First of all, it doesn't matter if he never fucking does it. That doesn't mean we can't say something different. I don't care if he leaves the same shit up there. Do I care? Like I just said, we're pointless anyway. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm seriously considering. I at least want to put it up to a vote and see if anyone feels. And if so, if anyone listens to this fucking episode, email us your fucking suggestions and please don't hold back. Say what you want to say.
At the least, I think we should change the logo. That's just my opinion.
Okay, get someone to make a fucking logo because I'm done. I'm out the logo making business.
We're probably got to pay. I mean, I know somebody will do it for $50.
All right, done. Deal.
Between four people to, you know, $13, whatever.
Yeah, it's a waste of money and time. Because there's no way that...
Please don't tell me it's going to be another one of those fucking Japanimation.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Somebody's not going to like it. It's a waste of time and money.
Well, you don't have to pay if you don't like it.
How's that work?
I don't... Because they watermark it.
Whoa. So, how's that work?
If we use it, we pay. And if we don't...
What if we keep telling them to change it until we get it right?
But then we pay when it's right.
Right, but $50?
Yeah.
Is this a company or is this someone you know?
This is somebody I know. I'll show you his work.
Homeless guy with a fucking crayon. Yeah. Crayolas.
I met him outside the Comedy Cellar.
He's selling drugs.
I'll show you some of his work.
I'll take the drugs instead.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody wants to donate, donate to our PayPal account. You can hit the button, donate some monies. If I find a way that PayPal will accept weed as payment, we will let you know because I'm dry and I need some.
I don't smoke weed.
No. No, you don't. What else do we accept as payment? Oral sex?
Sure.
Yeah.
Girls got to be hot.
Yeah.
Panties.
Nah.
Missy's. Nah. We'll send Missy panty or get Missy to send her panties. Like,
yeah, you said accept as payment.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were talking
about.
Oh,
no, you got to pay for her panties. That shit ain't cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fresh, too.
Yeah, it's fresh. She'll wear it. She'll do lunges that day.
Skid marks and all.
You'll get her panties with pictures of her doing lunges in it.
Vaginal discharge and all.
We will throw in a pair of complimentary rubber gloves.
And a SARS mask.
Salad tongs.
SARS.
Did you like my panties? Did you like them?
Do they smell fresh?
How minty fresh are they? Go ahead. Careful, there's crabs all over them.
You smell like petunias. Petunias and salmon.
It smells like shit in the front and fish in the back. I don't know which end is up anymore. Don't ever fucking do it again.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's do that.
That's it.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.